At our wedding, we had all four of our grandmothers and my mother's father at the wedding. My grandfather died 6 years ago this fall, and my grandmother is still living. My grandfather died in 1962, and my grandmother died in 1967. They're German. My grandfather's father came from Prussia at the age of about 15 in 1850-something from Pommern, which is Pomerania in East Germany. And all that we know is that there was family talk that that the Prussian conscription was likely to get him, and he was not very militant at all. So I don't know why he came by himself, and I don't know if he came with a group of people or just came alone, or how he ended up in Wisconsin, but there was a German settlement there, and he was a farmer in Berlin. He had fruit and dairy farm. He had a very large acreage. Now, he's obviously either came with somebody who set him up, or he brought money or something, because he ended up a very substantial landholder up there. And most of the family is still there. Mm-hmm. His wife was Amelia, and she was born in Switzerland and brought to Pennsylvania as a baby. And I don't know how they met, but she was a German Swiss.
Did their life die by the time they said your grandfather?
Yes. My grandfather spoke German at home as a small child. By the time he went to school, they were speaking English in the home, although they were bilingual. I never heard him speak German, although I think he could still read German when he was older. I'm sure he never spoke it after he moved to Texas. And my father never knew any German at all.
How old is your husband?
34.
And his education?
He has a BA from University of Texas. Went through school in Houston. Went to Sutton Elementary School, Spring Branch Junior High School, Kincaid High School, and the University of Stanford for 2 years, and then the University of Texas.
What sort of work does he do?
He's the president of B&B Insulation, which is an industrial insulation company that insulates power plants, refineries, that kind of thing.
Did his family found the company? Or did he just...
In a sense, yes. His father founded an insulation company right before the war, and came from Kansas. There were two places he was going to go. I'm not sure where the other one was, but he decided Houston had more potential and picked it, fortunately. And they moved here from, his mother was from Fort Scott. Bob's mother's from Fort Scott. His father's from someplace close to there.
In Kansas.
No, she was from Manhattan. He was from Fort Scott. Bill was from Fort Scott, Kansas, and Dorothy was from Manhattan, Kansas. But they're both little towns in southeast Kansas. And they both came here in about 1941. Mm-hmm. He founded the company. It prospered until, when was that? About 65, I think, or so. Then he had cancer and knew that his health was fading fast, so he sold the company to AMF Incorporated, a huge, giant conglomerate. The bowling people. And it was not a happy marriage.